All right, so that's what the sort of meta message is. Mitt Romney tried to reconcile his message that was recorded, as we mentioned earlier, at a fundraising event. He tried to reconcile his message to donors with a restated message to the masses at a news conference and a speech explaining what he said. And his message was, I meant what I said, and I'll say it again.
It's a message which I'm going to carry and continue to carry, which is, look, the president's approach is attractive to people who aren't not paying taxes because, frankly, my discussion about lowering taxes isn't as attractive to them, and therefore I'm not likely to draw them into my campaign as effectively as those who are in the middle.
All right, but what do voters think, particularly those who have not made up their minds? A.J. Dellinger is a 22-year-old freelance writer from Wisconsin. A.J., welcome to the program.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Larry Reinsch is a state organizer for independent voters in the state of Iowa. Larry, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, so does this message come as any sort of surprise to you? Does it constitute a gaffe in your view? Does it cause you to change your mind or move you one way or another? AJ, you begin.
Well, I think even if he's the 47% that he's talking about are just the Obama voters in the electorate, it's still kind of disheartening to completely dismiss almost half the population. I mean, when you're president, you're governing over the entire United States, not just the 50.1% that put you in office. So it's really dismissive to the rest of the electorate.
AJ makes an interesting point. Are we getting to the point where candidates are not the president of all Americans, Larry Reinsch, but are the president of that tiny slice of swing voters in the swing states who make the difference and put them into the White House? Larry?
Well, I don't know if we're doing it that way. I think we're beginning to where we're a nation of where the president is owned by the money that puts him in power. But regardless of the money that puts him in power, they still all have to come back to the independent vote to get elected. And the independent vote is growing because people see both these parties and both these candidates as unacceptable. The independents, you know, rightly or wrongly, put Barack Obama into office last time. And they're pretty much the majority of them are pretty angry with his performance. But yet they look at Mitt Romney, who also is undesirable. And that's what brings us to a need for a third party candidate. And, you know, the money situation with Citizens United is making it harder and harder for third parties to break through. We're getting a corporate political system. But I think in the next election, in the next 4 years, you're going to see a candidate. Maybe it will be a Jesse Ventura come out and sign on to be an independent candidate because people are just generally fed up. And the money they're talking about that's coming from to the poor or to the rich, you know, both parties transfers wealth. Well, it's all coming out of the middle class, and they're getting very, very upset.
Well, you're scaring me on the Jesse Ventura front there, Larry, although I do think that we're getting to the point where alternatives are going to be considered. But you have a fascinating takeaway there. Larry Reinsch is a state organizer for independent voters in Iowa. The political pundits suggest that what Mitt Romney did in his fundraiser gaffe, so-called, is moving independents into the Obama camp. But Larry Reinsch says, no, it's actually creating more independents, pulling people away from individual candidates, making them more cynical, and getting them back on the fence. A.J. Dellinger, what do you think about that?
I'm actually very much with Larry in that I would love to see a third-party candidate show some promise and get a little bit more shine. I do think that it probably does a little bit of harm to push his voters to an independent standpoint, but I don't think it does that much. I think the majority of people that support Romney currently that fall into that 47% that don't pay income tax that he's talking about probably don't recognize that they're who he's talking about. So I don't think he really loses that vote so much.
Although there are other people that receive government aid that aren't in that 47%. I mean, you could talk about the oil industry. You could talk about defense contractors. You could talk about anybody who drives on the interstate highways, their subsidies.
True.
Farmers, for instance. I mean, it's almost a completely moot point, the number of people who receive some form of federal aid. You can't necessarily distinguish between Republicans and Democrats in that group, AJ.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're just going off of people that benefit from the basic infrastructure of government, it's everyone. I mean, there's nobody that's exempt from benefiting from it in some form.
Larry Reinsch, react to what Kathleen Hall Jamieson said a moment ago. Do you have any idea how any of these remarks from Mitt Romney, or if you care to, something from Barack Obama that might indicate saying one thing to one audience and one thing to another audience, predicts how either of these folks are going to govern? To speak of Mitt Romney to begin with, Larry.
Well, no, I think I wouldn't listen so much to their messages as I would to their tendencies to switch positions. It's a matter of what do we have to say to get into power? And both sides, alternating factions of power, if you look at George Washington's farewell address, got us to this point. And people will say, well, if you vote for somebody other than one of these two parties, you're wasting your vote. And I personally reverse that and say, if you vote for either one of these two parties, you're wasting your vote because you're just perpetuating a system that is taking power away from we the people.
All right, Larry, I hear people throwing their radios against the wall in the sense of saying, of course they're going to say whatever it is they need to say to get into power. That's how it works. AJ Dellinger, give us a final thought.
I guess if nothing else, this does kind of prove that more than anything, it's just a numbers game to a certain extent. And you are just, as a candidate, trying to appeal to the fewest amount of people that you need to capture to win election. And I guess what Romney's saying behind closed doors pretty much just confirms any cynicism about the system.
Tactics, strategy, and political messaging, that's our theme here in this segment. A.J. Dellinger is a 22-year-old freelance writer in Wisconsin, an independent voter from that state. We were also speaking with Larry Reinsch, a state organizer for independent voters in the state of Iowa. We're going to look at the impact of NATO's decision to more or less pull the plug on training local Afghan officers in our next segment. Our question, what are we doing in Afghanistan? And we've been hearing a lot from you about Mitt Romney's comments about that 47% of Americans.
There's no surprise here. He's just calling an honest evaluation of the mess that we're in. And we're not trying to hamper anybody that's on a senior citizen or an army or any kind of military. It's the people who are enabled by the social programs to not do anything but enjoy them.
And Michael from Salem, Oregon, had a story for us.
I'm highly offended but not surprised at Mitt Romney's statement. I am on disability. I don't feel I have a sense of entitlement. I worked my whole life and became disabled. If I could work, I would. I make $718 a month, and I get $106 in food stamps, and I have to make that work every month. It's very difficult. I've experienced a lot of prejudice and hatred, and there's a lot of blame as if poor people caused all the problems in this country. It's not true. We have no lobby. We have no money. And that's why people like Mitt Romney scare the hell out of me.
Who scares you or who are you drawn to? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or find us online at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.